Episode number 164, SEMA in the Camaro.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone. It's another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And we are getting ready in like a week and a half now.
A week and a half?
Yeah.
No, like a week.
Week and a day.
Week and a day.
To head out to beautiful Las Vegas.
Can't wait.
For the SEMA show.
Can't wait.
What does SEMA stand for?
Specialty Equipment Marketers Association or
so
something.
All the good stuff for hot rods out there.
That's right. You know, rims. And
dubs
and ground effects and yeah.
Well, the reason we're going out there this year in particular is the car of SEMA this year is the Camaro.
Yeah, and that's I want to say it's one of the first or at least one of the rare times that
a car is named an actual like
right like you know it's the theme
yeah
you know I believe anyway I heard something about that maybe it's the first time it's a new car I don't know. It's special to us.
That's
and,
right.
And probably to you if you're listening to this show right now.
Well, Camaro's going to be so huge in 2009 when the 2010 model finally appears.
Freaking huge.
That they're going to debut a whole bunch of stuff for it. Lots of cool stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I've said it a few times before. John Fitzpatrick said that you know the aftermarket is standing 10 deep. I believe it was John Fitzchallenger that said that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they're waiting.
Hmm. Well, we're going to be out there firsthand and get you all that information. We got some sneak previews this week of some things that are going to be shown at the big show in Vegas.
Right on the main page of the website, actually. I updated the front page.
This beautiful black.
They just call it black because it's so bad.
It's just black.
It's black.
It's blacker than black.
It's black, yo.
I'll tell you what I like about it is the red.
I know. I don't think that we'd be able to get away with it because I think, at least in Michigan, the law is can't have anything but white or amber in the front. But it looks nice. You know, the wheels look, now that I've seen the artist rendition there, and anybody can, if it hasn't seen it yet, just go to the main page of CamaroZ28.com right now. And
dude, those red halo lights, though, they look sweet.
I know they do. The ground effects even look decent. You know, like once you see them. The wheels on the car with the ground effects, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I might even think about getting them later on. Who knows?
I'm going to reserve judgment until I see it in person.
Yeah. Artist renditions are always better looking, but that looks semi-realistic, though, at the same time.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, cartoony or overblown.
Yeah.
Does look good.
I like it.
Does look good. And we're going to see it in a week in a day or
week
so.
Week in a day. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be talking about this next episode, but we're so excited. We're talking about it now.
Yeah.
Actually, we're talking more about the car, but hopefully we'll see in the next week, we'll see more things coming out that are SEMA related. There's also some videos about GM preparing for this in our video section at CamaroZ28.com/videos.
No, it's videos.CamaroZ28.com.
Ah, but both work now.
Oh.
Yeah, made it a little easier for everybody to remember. So either or. God, that's good looking.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it.
Hmm.
We're gonna really be heavily... feeding information to everybody while we're at SEMA as the days go on.
Like, that's right.
We're setting things up so it's pretty much, well, you just pay attention to the board because we'll be updating a lot.
We both have our media credentials and we'll be there as part of the media. So we'll be in the, wherever they give us to send up the pictures and stuff like that.
It'll be sweet.
Yep.
It'll be cool. So we'll mention this again, but anybody who's going to be in Vegas, either because they are lucky enough to live there or just visiting SEMA, we're trying to get together like a little CamaroZ28.com mini meet and greet, a little mini summit.
Yeah, this should be fun.
We're shooting for what, Thursday night, I think, is we were kind of leaning
Thursday
towards.
Night? That's the night before we leave.
I know. That means that if I'm hungover on the plane, it's okay.
Ooh.
I can just sleep it off.
Sleep it off? What if you're like filling barf bags like two at a time?
Well, you're going to be sitting next to me. Yeah. Well, I'll just have to take it easy then.
Yeah.
So that's enough on the SEMA front for this week, but we'll probably talk about it pretty much the whole damn episode next week.
Yeah, if you're listening to the show and you're going to be in Vegas, drop us an email or check the board. I think you have a
There's a thread in the lounge somewhere. I should update that. Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some folks that I can't wait to meet are going to be there. So.
Yep.
All right, we'll talk more about that later on. So when we had John Fitzgoofy in here a couple of weeks ago, he mentioned an auction.
Yes.
For the Detroit...
Center for the Creative Design.
There you go.
Studies, Creative Design Studies, something like that in Detroit. Right.
Yeah, listen to Podcast 162. It's only 40 minutes long.
I'll go back to my notes here.
There you go. Well, the auction had actually ended, so you're too late. But it went for a respectable amount of money, $72,000.
That's not bad.
And that's not bad. That's actually pretty low for the third car off the assembly line, which is the first public saleable vehicle, because they're saying that the first two will probably go to, well, they're going to go to you and I.
Yeah.
Wish. Or John and Cheryl. Yeah, museums or the Heritage Collection or both. It's really neat that they did that. Speaking of auctions...
Yeah.
Oh, dude. There are some... When people are saying that the economy is low, BS, because there's a lot of people with stupid money, because apparently they're willing to throw it away. I've been subscribing to some eBay search feeds.
Okay.
For 2010 Camaro.
Yeah.
Just to see what kind of travesty is out there with people trying to get ripped off. Well, people are pretty much just dying to get ripped off.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's dealerships are selling. I saw one. It was a buy it now. $42,000 for a Camaro SS.
Like 42 grand?
42 grand. Which I don't even think it was loaded up. I think it was just like the 2SS and that's it.
Oh, it's not like a 1LT V6 or something like that.
It might be. That's the thing. It might be because I just kind of started laughing so hard that I just closed the window. So there was also a buy it now of the rights. Again, the rights to order. Just the rights to order a Camaro.
Oh.
It went, the buy it now sold at $1,500.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody should know, just go to your dealer.
Yeah, we need to try and educate people more.
Yeah. If you don't like the dealer that you're talking to, and I'll get to that in a second, go find a different dealer.
Yeah, there's 3,900 plus of them out there.
Yeah. People are posting about how their dealer is telling them that they're only going to make 9,000 Camaros the first year.
Ooh, misinformation.
What? Oh, yeah, because GM just loves losing money even more than they already are. Or that they can't order V8s, they can only order V6s, so if you're going to order, you got to get a V6.
Well, that could be a problem with the dealership's
allocation.
But again, maybe they only have allocation for V6s.
But if that's true, walk away,
right.
Find another dealership. This is the car that we've all been waiting for, so there's no reason to get something that you do not want. So
definitely get what you want, go to another dealer.
Don't be pressured and
refuse Camaro markups.
You got it. Don't pay extra. You know, we're going to, you know, well, we have to charge $5,000 ADM. Adjusted dealer markup or market adjustment or
yes.
Some crap like that. Just.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Don't do it.
Gouging.
Yeah. SOBs.
Okay.
Sorry. A little tangent there. Speaking of SOBs, our good friend Jake Robb has been working on Camaro Builder version 2.0.
Oh, man. Just played with it a little bit ago.
The little beta there.
Ooh,
love it. It might be live by the time you folks are listening to this. It might not. We got a couple little bugs that we need to work out, I think. But got to tell you, if you like the current Camaro Builder, and if you haven't already used it, shame on you, you're going to really like the second version.
Really like 2.0.
So one or two is going to be up. At the current location, CamaroZ28.com/CamaroBuilder, or just hit the link in the left side nav anywhere on the site. So, any bugs, please post them in the message board.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah. And in other news,
next Friday is Halloween.
It is.
Yeah. So I got this email from someone, and it had a whole bunch of pumpkin templates for Dodge.
Yeah.
They did one for the Challenger.
And the Ram pickup.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I sent it on to you and I said, wouldn't it be cool if we had a Camaro one?
And I said,
and then bam, you said, here it is.
Yep. And I did say heavily inspired by what the Dodge camp was doing. I didn't want to, I'm not one to, completely rip somebody off, but, it's all in good Halloween festivities. So very similar to the very cool Challenger version they made. I made a Camaro lantern.
I think these are going to be pretty hot.
Well, we got two entries already because I put up the image, the template, and said, hey, you know, use this, post, you know, carve your pumpkin, don't cut your finger off, and
don't burn your house
don't
down.
Don't burn your house down. And send post some pictures in this thread, and we'll tell you where the thread is in a second. And whoever sends the coolest one in can win a little Camaro Z28.com prize pack.
Nice, nice.
So far, we've already got two entries.
I know.
It's not easy, but oh, they God. Did good.
Yeah.
They did good.
What are the chances that we're going to get a couple more of these?
I would think fairly decent. We got some festive folk on the board.
How about like a bow tie? I've always wanted to carve a bow tie in a pumpkin and stick it on the porch.
That'd be pretty
easy. I got that Chevrolet like bench.
Yeah.
That sits on my porch.
Yeah.
And that's where I put my pumpkins for Halloween.
I might be able to do one.
Yeah.
If nothing else, I could just sketch one up for you.
Yeah.
It'd be really easy.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, but that, you know, will be remain to be seen. But the Camaro O-Lantern thread is, in, of course, in the 2010 general discussion forum. Just look for, God, I don't even know what I titled it. Do you remember?
Camaro Pumpkin Lantern or something
along
like that.
Those lines.
Yeah.
The pictures in there are pretty cool. And the guys, and the two entries that we had, you know, they put the die, their own like scale Camaros in front
yeah.
of them. One guy was even, considering there's a prize involved, nothing huge, but, you know, a prize pack. He was smart enough to tape the Camaro Z28.com logo on the pumpkin. Brownie points, baby.
Yeah.
Flattery will get you everywhere. So anyway, check it out and carve up your pumpkin and don't carve up yourself. What's next? Oh, yeah. We'd like to hear from you. So here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
This is me?
Yeah, this is all you, man. All
right.
This is geared towards your dilemma.
Right. I've mentioned in the past couple of podcasts that because we can all change our order up until I think a VIN gets assigned to it for the next Camaro.
Oh yeah,
you know. So I've got up until February. I've been just tossing and turning on whether to get an A6 or an M6.
Mm-hmm.
I like manual transmissions. I've had them in my past two Camaros, but this one, just because of the paddle shift and it being a 6-speed automatic and a pretty damn heavy duty Allison transmission, that same thing they put in the C6. I've actually considered getting an automatic, but I just didn't know what to do. I asked John. I asked Cheryl. Of course, they were no help. Thanks, guys.
I gave you my reason last week.
I don't remember what it was. I don't care about what you said. No, what was it?
Whenever I bought an automatic, I always wished I had a manual, so that's the reason why I would trade my car in.
But this is different, though. This is a 6-speed manual with tap shift, baby.
Yep.
Well, anyway, I threw a little contest out there. I'm always throwing contests, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Just for you to email us or call us, like in the methods previously mentioned. We got a submission here. This comes from David, whose user ID is LinkWPC, and he lays it out. So here we go. He says, "Hi guys, first I want to say what a great show. I'm always listening to your guys' show. Keep up the good work."
Awesome.
"Now I'll tell you how I feel about autos versus manuals. I'm an auto person only because all my cars were auto until I got an old 240 SX with a manual 6-speed and learned from it. It changed my life. So here's a list of the pros and cons of auto and manual. Auto's pro: lazy driving, less to think about. With the paddles, a little more fun. Automatic con: sometimes they have a mind of their own. It's boring. Makes you look lazy. More gas. More problems in the long run. Some aftermarket parts do not work with an auto. You cannot rev people out at any time. With the paddles, hard to get from 6th to 4th gear quickly. And does not look good at car shows. Manual transmission pro: most of the time is faster. It's fun in non-traffic time. Less problems, less gas if you drive it right the right way. Most all aftermarket parts will work. You can rev people out at any time. Looks better at car shows. Now the manual con is more to think about. No fun in traffic time, and sometimes you're lazy, but you can do nothing about it. So from this, I would pick manual, but it's still up to you. Good luck, David."
Hmm. Okay.
Interesting. And he's got it right on the money, and a couple of them I think are pretty good. Sometimes they have a mind of their own. That's true. However, a buddy of mine that did the programming for my Trailblazer, Vector Motorsports, I believe that they've already, I know that for a fact they actually have a program already for the G8.
Okay.
And I don't think there's going to be any problems.
Because I know they have one for the Corvette.
Right. So I don't think there's going to be any problem with them programming for the Camaro.
What if you're like driving and you're like in fourth gear or third gear and then you just want, or fourth gear and you want to like downshift in the second?
Tap, tap.
You got to do that? That's not instantaneous though.
I bet you if you took your foot off the gas and just, it'd be there.
I don't know.
You know what I was thinking the other day? Maybe, you never know. We might get our hands on, and I'm just saying maybe, really,
okay,
on one of the captive fleet cars for a day.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Because they'll start in January.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. John, Cheryl, you're listening.
Here's something I was just thinking of, too.
What's that?
You know how with the new HHR SSs and the Cobalt SSs that have the manual, they have something called a no-lift shift? I wonder if the Camaro's going to have that.
That's a good one.
Plant it down on the floor, and you don't have to lift your foot off the gas when you hit the clutch to shift.
Power shifting.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. John, Cheryl, we know you're listening.
Drop us an email.
Or a phone call. 586.
486.
3182. The great pros and cons there. It doesn't help me, though. But, hey, you're the only one that's in there, so you're in the running. Anybody else want to give their two bits. And by the way, did I mention what I'd be giving away?
No.
Camaro Z28.com diecast series 3.
Ooh.
And guess why?
Why?
Because they're in.
Oh, yes, they are.
Because you and I sat there and we signed all the certificates of authenticity yesterday.
For like an hour and a half. Yeah, my hand still is cramped.
Yep. I can't ship them out just yet because I have to go out of town for business.
Yep.
But I'll start shipping later this week. And then we'll be gone, of course, to SEMA, as we mentioned, all the following week. But then the week after that, I'll get right on it and start shipping these babies out. So if you haven't gotten yours yet, just head over to cz28store.com. Order up your Camaro Z28.com diecast series 3. I think this is the best looking one so far.
I think you're correct.
It turned out perfect.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
It turned out exactly the way I wanted it to. Yeah. So definitely check it out. And that's also what's going to be part of the prize pack for the pumpkin.
Ooh.
As mentioned before.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, free is free. And it's cool. So, tonight, as you listen, tonight's my own worst enemy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I saw the second episode last week. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Didn't have the Camaro or the Traverse in it. But I think it's a pretty good story. I'm enjoying the two characters, how, you know, they can't flip the switch anymore. So he just kind of goes from between both of them and they're kind of like fighting each other now.
Is it random when it switches?
Yeah.
It's pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I watched it, but this last episode I couldn't get into myself.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was good. I enjoy it.
Well, you can subscribe to it through iTunes.
Yeah, I've got a season pass on my DVR for it. Just another show I have to find time to watch. That's a bad thing about having a DVR. It's a good thing that you can record stuff, but it's bad because you record too much.
Oh, that's like when you have a big fat hard drive.
Yeah.
And you start downloading the internet. I'm going to save everything I ever see.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, I'm definitely going to watch the third episode tonight.
Oh, okay.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll leave you with a gratuitous rock star thank you.
See ya.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Stepping up.
Jive-ass dude don't got no brains in here.